Welcome to the Words of Life program. We are brought to you at this time each week by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many times we hear of products that are sold in order to bring some kind of comfort. There is a much deeper meaning to this word comfort that Brother David Johnson will share in his sermon on this topic today. He will use the words God of all comfort, found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7, as today's sermon topic. First, we praise our Lord in song.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in Him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much He cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed His strong and loving arms about me, and He led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much He cared for me. Every day He comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand His words of love. But I'll never know just why He came to save me, till someday I see His blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much He cared for me.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are God of all comfort. Please be with each of our listeners and give them your health and peace that they desire. We also pray that the great gospel message that we share today will be shared freely throughout the world, that souls will be reached for you. Especially be with each one who is persecuted because they love you. As we close this prayer, we ask that we will each be found ready for the promised return of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brother David Johnson will now present God of All Comfort.
It's a privilege to be able to share the Word of God and be able to certainly live it out and witness its truths to others, for each and every one of us who are believers. The title for the lesson is God of All Comfort. And our main text is found in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians, the 2 Corinthian letter or epistle, chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Listen to the Word of God. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. This is the Word of God. May He add His blessing to the public reading of His Word. In our study text, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7, the word comfort is found 9 times in 5 verses in the New International Version, NIV, Bible Translation or Version. God deeply knows we need comfort often in this fallen world. As Christians, it should be strengthening to us to know that whatever hits us hard, we have the God of all comfort. Comfort can certainly be difficult to experience in our many troubles and trials. Yet as Christians, we need to seek God's comfort, trusting Him. God has declared to Israel, His people, His original covenant people, in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6, and applicable to us today in the church age, as quoted, according to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, which says in part, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." In spite of all the hardships that we may face, God is there. God is the ultimate comforter. God has revealed several principles regarding His comfort for our knowing, our personally applying, and our sharing and providing to others. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3 refers to, in part, Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. We should understand that as sons and daughters of God, through the blood of Jesus and our faith, our Father cares and has infinite compassion, especially for His own children of faith. He is the God of all comfort, uniquely because He is all-knowing, omniscient. He is all-powerful, omnipotent, and He is always ever-present to deliver His comfort. God's comfort is available in all circumstances, available in all ways and at all times. Usually our most vexing problem is why. Why, Lord, do we have so many hurts and hardships? even especially as children of God. And usually the why is simply not answerable, at least in this life, in most cases. By faith, we must strive, yes, struggle, eventually to substitute in our minds, in our hearts, in our wills, to substitute the why for the who. Meaning God our Lord is the who we must put our faith, our trust in, to rely upon Him, yes, to lean upon Him in and through our troubles and struggles. The original Greek word translated comfort is related to the familiar word paraclete, meaning one who comes alongside to help. Paraclete is another name for God, the Holy Spirit, whom is within the born-again, baptized believer, the Christian. That is how close God is to us in Christ. By His Spirit within our hearts, the center of our emotions, and in our minds, the center of our intellect, and our wills, the very core of our inner being, He is there to help us, to guide us, and yes, to comfort us. And God's comfort is powerful. Paul revealed in his Ephesian letter, chapter 3 and verse 16, I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. Consider 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 4 that says, Who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. This verse affirms that there is no possible trouble, none whatsoever, that God cannot comfort the born-again Christian. And we know, as Bible-believing Christians, that the Word of God cannot be broken. The original Greek term translated troubles refers to crushing pressure. When we feel crushed, it will usually take much prayer, often a lot of time, and our growing faith to accept God's comfort and be comforted. With God's help, we can be comforted. Moreover, a positive byproduct of our being comforted is to be equipped by our experience to comfort others. Notice, in any trouble that befalls them, that's God's comforting power working in and through us. It's certainly not that we would desire being crushed ourselves, but through the pain, we can become God's comforters, physically, bodily, to others who are crushed. So by comfort from God through us, who are comforted, we can become conduits, channels of comfort to help others. No one should be left to face affliction alone. Many do not know the Lord, so God's comfort through us can be a powerful witness of the God of all comfort. I read about a young man by the name of Doug, age 15, who was diagnosed with leukemia, which is cancer of the bone marrow, who was taking chemotherapy with terrible side effects. Doug's aunt, who lived in another state than Doug, called a florist to send him flowers with a get well soon balloon to perk him up. The aunt told the florist her nephew had leukemia and was only 15 years old. Eventually, Doug received the flowers, the balloon, but with two cards, one from his aunt and the second from the florist. The card from the florist read this way, quote, "Doug, I took your flowers order. I, too, had leukemia at age 7. Now I'm 22 and doing fine. God bless you, Doug, and keep you. Hang in there. My heart goes out to you." End quote. So this florist took the time to pen a few comforting words as though she came alongside to help. The florist became a channel of God's comfort to comfort Doug with the same trouble she had endured in her life, leukemia, cancer. She let Doug know she was then age 22 and doing fine. She fulfilled the very words of Scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 4. An example for us to emulate as we have opportunity. Verses 5 and 6. "For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our Lord comforts us." Our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produce in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. Here Paul refers to himself and to his assistant Timothy as included in the sufferings of the church for being Christians in a predominantly anti-Christian society, whether it was in the 1st century AD or the 21st century, whether it was in the Eastern Hemisphere or in the Western Hemisphere. Time and place do not matter. God in His power, God in His character, including comfort, does not change. The more we grow in the character and doctrine of Christ, not conforming to the pattern of this world, the more we also will suffer ridicule and persecution by unbelievers. Therefore, the more God will comfort us in our afflictions. Note verse 5 that says, in part, "Through Christ our comfort overflows." With more of God's comfort, we should also become ourselves better comforters to others. As we accept God's comfort, we mature in patient endurance, according to verse 6. As we grow in our persevering faith. A commentator writes these words, quote, "Many think that when God comforts us, our troubles should go away. But if that were always so, people would turn to God only out of a desire to be relieved of pain and not out of love for God." We must understand that being comforted can also mean receiving strength, encouragement, and hope to deal with our troubles. The more we suffer, the more comfort God gives us. If you are feeling overwhelmed, allow God to comfort you. End quote. Often it's those who suffer most that are the more compassionate and the better comforters to others. Why? In large part because they have accepted and grown in their relationship with the God of all comfort and been comforted, deeply trusting God, even and especially in bad times, empowers us in our faith to give us power to help others, including comfort and encouragement. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 7 says in part, "You share in our sufferings so also you share in our comfort. In the church, whether in the 1st century A.D. or the 21st century, we are family. We share in our troubles, our sufferings. We also share in our triumphs. For example, our comfort. Someone has written, quote, "Suffering colors our life with all kinds of shades, some dull, others bright. But we choose the color. As gold becomes purer and brighter in fire, so Christians, through fiery trials, can emerge purer, stronger, with the help of our God, who will never leave us nor forsake us in Christ." End of quote. As brothers and sisters in Christ, when tragedy is recent and raw, and we are at a loss for words, our presence to hold, to hug, can be a wordless comfort to others, because we have learned the presence of God through His comfort in our own sufferings. In our troubles, may we be comforted. May we comfort others as channels for the God of all comfort. May we meaningfully and effectively, through godly comfort, be powerful witnesses of the God of comfort to others, to His glory.
God understands your sorrow. He sees the falling tear, and whispers, "I am with thee." Then falter not nor fear. He understands your longing, your deepest grief. Then let him bear your burden. He understands and cares. God understands your heartaches. He knows the bitter pain. Oh, trust him in the darkness. You cannot trust in vain. He understands your longing, your deepest grief He shares. Then let Him bear your burden. He understands and cares. God understands your weakness. He knows the tempter's how. And he will walk beside you, however dark the hour. He understands your longing, your deepest grief He shares. Then let him bear your burden.
We pray that you have received the comfort of our God. This is worthy of praise. If you are not yet a Christian, please understand that you need to believe in Jesus, repent of sin, confess Jesus as Savior, and be baptized by immersion. To receive a free recording of this and last week's program, please write to us and ask for a CD of 1918. That's broadcast 1918. We pray that God will bless you in following Him. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.